XYXX podcast.
XYXX.
Welcome back to another fucking episode of XYXX. Amy here.
And this is Jazz.
And today we're back with more guests. Damn, we're on a roll.
More special guests.
Yes.
It's your host like every other night, Delbell Dollars. You might know me from the Peace of Mind podcast, Social Culture Media.
Social Culture is the page.
Social Culture the page.
Social Culture is the page.
Man. Because you know how we give it up on the Peace of Mind podcast. Bow! You shit me as you came in. It's Quan 5 on the check-in. Not one.
No.
Not two.
No.
Not three.
No.
Damn sure not four.
Never.
Quan motherfucker 5 on the check-in. We tuned in with the XYXX podcast.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Whatever you need us to do, Ames.
This collab needed to happen.
Desperate times come to desperate measures.
That sound like anal.
What?
How did we get there? I don't
desperate
think
times, you on your period.
No.
I'm horny.
Just put the towel down.
I'm sticking it somewhere. Yeah, you know what? Somewhere. I run red lights on the side. Run red lights.
With every girl? I actually know a guy who has eaten out a girl on her period.
I know a girl who got eaten out on her period.
That's called the cherry pie, right? So, that's what it's called.
Cherry pie is great.
Call that with a cherry pie.
What would it take for you guys to like get
She got
to
pay me, because then ain't no way,
I ain't
bro.
Doing that to my wife. I ain't doing that to my baby mother.
That's
nah.
Nasty.
I'm a secret vampire.
So that's your guys' boundary.
Yeah, like, I'm not eating a girl on her period. That's
on her period?
That's different, bro. Yeah, that's a different level of horny. Like,
I was having a conversation recently, and I was like, yo, like, honestly, if I'm fucking with a girl and she on her period, I don't expect her to suck dick. Like, I'm not like, you better suck dick, like on some weird shit. But like, low key, I'm expecting you to suck dick. If we're fucking around and you're on your period, if I can't run that red light, if we're not there.
So you're saying, are we sucking dick when we're on our period?
No, so basically it's like a more complex question. If men for one week of the month, our dick couldn't get hard, and we were in a relationship, you're expecting us to eat pussy. Like, if we couldn't get our dick hard, you would dead ass be like, you better eat this pussy. Like, you better get on, getting prone, eat this Gucci.
No, yeah, prone. I feel like, yeah, if I'm on my period, we're going to find other ways.
I agree, but I would only want to do that during that stage of your period that you're horny. Like, you're fucking horny, and then that would be the stage. But then there's a stage of your period. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to be bothered. You just want to, like, lay down and cuddle. You just want to, like, have that, like... So there's stages of periods of when you're horny, when you're angry, when you're sad, you just want to cuddle. I would do that on that stage.
Now, every day is crazy, bro. Every day is crazy.
I just want to hang out with you.
You got to understand, too. Like, they're going through, like, mood swings.
But you're not
going
to see them every day. Every day, y'all hang out.
Okay. Like, yeah, every day we hang out. I feel like that low-key... gets me excited too. So like,
I have to suck your dick every day.
If my dick didn't work for a week, Jazz, if my dick did not work for a week and you were the person I was talking to, you'd be like, you know, you better get on your knees, eat some coochie.
Are you gonna eat coochie every
feel
day?
A little bit bad.
Yes,
I feel
honest,
like that.
Yes, you eat coochie every day.
If my dick did not work,
I'm not eating coochie every day. I'm sorry. So
if my
I'm
dick
not
didn't
work, listen, you I'm what? Not. I'm not. I'm not eating coochie every day. If every my dick didn't work like, for a week, I'm not eating coochie every day, bro. That's crazy.
I don't want to suck dick every day. My mouth, my jaw is gonna start locking. It's gonna be like, bro,
I'm not gonna eat coochie for 45 minutes each day. I might give it a little, like,
what you gonna give it a little lick?
The little, I'll take your vibrator out.
Just the tip.
And hit it.
Just kiss the tip.
Give you a little shape up real quick.
No. I'm not eating. No, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't suck dick the whole. Why would you want me to? If I'm literally complaining and everything, and all I want to do
that's
is
exactly
lay down
why.
On your shoulder.
Because you're stressing me the fuck out.
Then I'm not hanging out with you.
Listen, I don't expect a girl to do nothing on her period. I mean, if you want to give head, do your thing.
Cool.
If you want to have sex and we're going to run the red light, then hey,
I feel
get
like
a towel or we're going to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing the whole, if my dick didn't work, I'm not eating you out every day. It's not happening. I'm sorry.
I feel like men don't even like to eat coochie even when, you know.
You fucking with the wrong guy.
Thanks.
No, but it's true, because when you go from a person that doesn't give head that often, and then you go to a person that does give head often, it's life-changing. It's different.
So basically you're saying you agree with Dylan and I agree with Consicles. Can I say Consicles? And
you're already there.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you guys a question, and I had been thinking about this like almost all day about like whether this would be like a good topic to discuss, because men are like very simple minded in the sense is black or white, is yes or no. It's are you hungry or not? Can I have some?
Let me get a French fry.
You told me you weren't hungry. All right. So my question is, let's say you're talking to this girl. Let's say the last two times you guys had sex, she's begging you, I want you to come inside me. I want you to come inside me. And you're like, all right, fine. So that happens that time. So the next time you guys have sex, same thing. So you do it. Now here comes the fourth time you guys have sex. She doesn't say that. But you're ready to nut.
Because you've already done it.
Right. And so you go ahead and you nut inside her.
No.
And she's pissed.
Why would you do that?
And she's pissed.
Just because I said it two times before doesn't mean you could do it this time. You don't know if I'm ovulating this week. You don't know if I forgot to take the pill this morning.
See, but the mentality of men is that they're just like, what the fuck did I do wrong? Like, how am I even wrong? You literally were begging me to nut inside you the last time, and now I just nutted you in this time, and I'm fucking wrong?
But sometimes even I'll tell you to do it, but beforehand I just told you that I was ovulating, so why would you do it?
A man should know, even when she says nut inside of her, and you tell, I'm dead, I'm a nut inside this pussy. I'm about to bust. Pull out. Every time. Word, pull bro. Out.
That's red even, flags.
Yo, you know, if even if she tell, like, yeah, it's sexy nah, talk. That's just, word, that just sounds sexy.
Sounds
sexy, sounds, yeah, we fuck with hearing it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Listen, if you smart, don't do it. Don't nut.
Like, even if she, like, all right, yeah, we've all been there. I've nutted inside something before. Kwan's nutted inside something before.
Can I speak for myself?
Damn. It's like you were there for him.
He was shaking his head. They can't see, but I had to. He was shaking his head. Like, we've been there before.
What if she had said that she's on birth control?
That don't mean, you can't believe everything every female.
Because you didn't say that this was like your girlfriend.
You guys are dating.
You said dating. If it's your girlfriend, it's a different story. Because then it's like a sense of commitment, and then you kind of know where she's at with...
Listen, I pulled out with condoms on. Like,
oh, damn.
What? Like, what I'm condom? Out of there with the condom on. Because
you don't
back
know,
out.
You don't know oh. what that condom... That condom might have that low. She might have gave you that condom on the low.
Hole in it. Oh. Trying to get you. Listen, guys got to be smart too, bro. You see what Drake went through, bro. Yeah, but the hot bro. Sauce and
hot sauce, and condom.
It's crazy. Yo,
that really now, happened.
Females be turkey basting. That's why when a guy with the condom on, he you know, catch the snut, bring the condom with you. Listen, that's rule number two. Rule number one is bring your own rubbers. Rule number two is take condoms. Your rubbers with you. After you done using them, take them with you.
Or have hot sauce in your pocket. But better off,
take it with you. Go to the bathroom, wrap it in some tissue real quick, stuff it in your pocket, get up out of there. I'm telling you, don't leave the condom there.
You left a girl's house with the condom, with your nut.
Every time.
In your pocket?
Every time.
In my hand.
We out of there.
I walk out with a trophy. Like a trophy. You see what I did in there.
That's gross.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say goodbye to my babies.
Listen, you just got to, listen, run to the bathroom real quick, take the shit with you, wrap the shit up in some tissue.
What about just putting it in the toilet?
Nah, you, like, first of all, what? First of all,
like, empty
I
it
just
out.
Feel like that's a sense of littering. Somehow.
No, you guys not flush it.
Oh, like, she's talking about, like, dropping the semen in the toilet.
No, but what?
What the fuck am I going to fucking, ring, I'm going to wring out the condom?
I mean, you're already, I don't know.
No, but you guys, why are you guys bringing the condom with you to check it later on to see?
No, I'm taking it with you to throw it in the garbage. I'm throwing it in the garbage. You.
I'm not going to leave no condom behind.
Yeah, nah, word. We taking a condom with me. I'm not checking it like, oh, make sure. Wait, nah, I'm taking
is
it.
Is this a thing, man?
It's not like... worthy of your kids anymore. They're gone. Your kids are gone.
No, hold on. No, it's not. Because ooh, did you not hear
gone?
About the fucking millionaire?
Whose kids is gone?
Hold on.
Your
a millionaire?
Kid is gone.
No. A millionaire. There was a person that was cleaning a room. She was a maid. A millionaire had a condom in the trash. She inseminated herself. Like, she put the
turkey basted.
Turkey basted that shit. She fucking got pregnant with the dude's kids, admitted to doing that, and still won money in a case.
Did she go to jail? That's crazy.
But I want to know what makes you guys think you're like
worthy?
Yeah,
worthy
like what makes you think that girl girls wants your babies?
First off, I'm not saying I'm Drake. I'm not saying I'm a millionaire. I'm going to be one.
Period.
I know where I'm headed. Yeah. But I've also had girls try to trap me type shit.
Crazy.
I've had girls that if I would have got them pregnant and they were with abortions, and I'm putting the little quotation marks, they would have kept that kid. But there, we've encountered girls before that would have had a kid just to save the relationship.
All right. So like, what if you guys already...
Kids don't save relationships.
What if you guys had that discussion, right? Like, how do you feel about abortion? How do you feel about wanting kids right now? You're on birth control. If you were to get pregnant right now, like, how would you feel? This is just basic, you know, like, conversation on the phone for like an hour or two. Because you guys are dating.
But
getting to know
can
each other.
Say that they would get an abortion and then not.
And then bluff.
Taking that rubber with me.
Yeah.
Come on, kiddies.
Out of here. So can you guys speak upon the maybe other points
the
of view?
Guys who don't.
Guys who, yeah. What, leave their nut behind?
No, or who, come inside? Who will, yeah, come inside a girl.
I mean.
They dumb dogs.
They're dumb dogs. Or, you know, some guys really just can't control it. I personally don't know how you can't control not pulling out. But
they want to. My point is that they want to.
So then whatever repercussions come with that, you got
to
handle that.
I think men try to trap women too.
Nah, for sure.
Or they'll come inside you and then say, oh, we're getting that plan B today, like the next day. Who the fuck says I wanted to take that? Why would you put me in that position?
But that's why the
question
man
that fucks up, like I've asked
everything.
It fucks up like your cycle and everything, right?
Cycle,
mood. Fucks up your mood swing. It fucks up like the way you could be bleeding for a month.
Yeah.
If you take a plan B pill.
Contraceptive is the way.
I'm not taking plan B pills.
The ambassador.
It's like.
Birth control ambassador.
It depends. You got to like weigh your options. Like some people. Some females might say, I'm not going to take plan B, but the guy who nutted inside you, y'all have nothing in common. Y'all don't even like each other. Y'all speak to each other once in a blue. Y'all have sex just because it's just sex. So you're going to keep that kid. You got to weigh your options. Like, I'm not saying you're going to suffer, but am I going to put myself through this for the rest of my life? If you know you got nothing going with that guy, he nutted inside you, listen, you got to do what you got to do. If shorty say, you know, she allergic to latex, then you listen, you got to just go get lambskin condoms. They're not made with latex. So if shorty's like, she's allergic, I got the lambskin, shorty. You're not allergic to these.
Have a whole pamphlet. Yeah. These are for people with psoriasis. So, this is eczema.
This is kind of gonna like. All these, like, it's just levels. It's levels.
Not on her stomach. That shit's sexy too. Right in the belly button.
You do a design.
You don't let him belly buttons?
You're going to pull up with a vacuum
and
vacuum right now.
I literally nut in belly buttons all the time. Okay, I have a question for you with nutting. Is every man bad at cleaning up nut, or is it just me?
I don't feel like...
Because I get yelled at for that shit all the time.
I think I'll be smearing it.
I feel like a lot of you guys don't do it with, like, hair. I feel like when a girl is like, okay, like, let me wipe this all off. Let me wipe the bottom.
I take my time. I'll make sure I try to get
a gentleman.
Have you done that? Have you just thrown a towel?
If it was my girl, I've done it before. Like, where's the towel? Right here. Real gentleman. Then we go get the Swiffer.
What?
For what?
Dust that pussy real quick. Yeah. Get the lint roller.
That's
real
gentleman. What about y'all? Like, what do y'all like when you guys have sex and, you know, the guy finish and he, wherever he finishes at?
Honestly,
where do I prefer it?
I like...
No. How do you...
I like...
Where do you prefer...
No, hold on. Where do you prefer it?
On my
face, ass, titties.
On my ass.
Okay. I like it. I feel like I like it on my back because then it's like a nice surprise. Like, oh, okay.
I like it like my ass
back. It's like playing
ski
ball. How far up can you get?
I would prefer it to be like, all right, he nutted on my ass. He's like, just wait right there. Go get the towel and like and the wipes. The towel and the wipes.
Ooh,
get the
towel, wipes
combo. And then he dries it up with the towel. I'm like,
I'm not gonna lie. When a girl does that shit, when she get the moist towel, that's a bitch that care.
No, bro. I had someone hand me like the towel they just used to take a shower. I'm like, that shit's all wet. I'm like, it smells a little moldy too.
You better clean your pussy with that moldy towel.
Gross is that? And so like I did have to wipe inside. I'm like, I do not want to wipe inside.
At that point, I'll go to the bathroom. A little bird bath situation.
Wait, but you're gonna
take bird baths to the next level. I could tell. No. Like y'all be taking bird baths, and I'd be like, why your neck tastes like my Dove soap? Bitch, I know that scent. Smell like African body.
No, imagine if it was the Old Spice. Like, why the fuck do you smell like Old Spice down there? I'm like, oh no,
never do that.
But man, fucking with Old Spice, that's bad vibes. First off,
red flag.
I won't say red flag. I just think that's bad vibes.
Nah, I'd be tight though. Like when I have to use a brand new towel for that shit though.
That's why you gotta have an emergency towel.
I have a towel designated for that.
For nut?
Yes.
That bitch is hard as shit.
I bet you
mannequin.
Like a fucking.
No, that bitch
crack. You could crack that bitch in half.
I carry white glass.
You guys are horrible.
Yo. I got a designated towel.
I carry wipies in my bag.
But wipies is like, I'm going to take out 4, 17 wipies.
I'm laying there. I'm on my stomach because I know he nutted on my ass or my back. I'm like, go get the wipies.
You have any questions for us, Amy?
Let's
see. Peace of Mind podcast minus Bert.
2 out of 3 out of the Peace of Mind podcast.
Shout out, Bert.
I'll put him in right here.
Social coach is the page.
I want to know, what are some of your guys' kinks? Like, what?
Get my ass ate.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Why the ass? Oh,
fuck.
Listen, ladies, start eating some butt.
You know, I was never open to this idea. I think I literally said on an episode, that is my one line that I will not cross.
And then it sounds like you eating ass now.
But then Dylan, no, I'm actually not. But then you started talking about it more and more. And then I started hearing about it more and more. And I'm like,
thinking about it more.
Is this a thing?
I say it every single time, but I gotta give credit to young Bertha Don for getting me into getting my ass ate. Listen, it changed my life.
Really?
It changed my life. Listen, I've been a better person since it happened.
Like I said, like he stopped drugs. Like, I changed my life. I'm a better person.
But you are one of the very few men that want that.
That's not true. A lot of men feel like they're afraid to explore their sexuality because they think things are gay.
Like, how would be like that way to ease into it?
Do you push her head down a little more?
Like, you start at the gooch? You start hitting the gooch?
But you guys are two different questions. Your question, I'm spraining my ankle. I got to elevate my left leg. That's my go-to leg, by the way. My left leg is the leg that I lift up.
Uh-huh.
And then you just put a pillow under there. And then she's got access to, like, this is the starter position. So you just laying on your back, put your leg
beginner's
up,
position.
Pillow underneath. You got access to get you.
30 minutes on, 30 minutes off.
Yeah.
Ice.
Get your ass ate. Get your gooch licked. Get your ball sucked. Upward stroke motion. Fire.
Oh. Fire.
Now, to answer your question, I think guys, if a girl is interested in eating their guy's ass and they want to get into that, I feel like that's just one of those topics of like communication. You got to talk to you because men love talking about sex. So you're going to like the things that he likes. You're going to try the things that he likes. You're going to talk about them. He's going to want to talk about those things. The reason why I feel like getting your ass ate isn't even that big of a deal because you like getting your gooch and your balls licked onto. That's right there, bro. Like you can, if that's the case, if you just want your dick sucked, and you're like, oh, it's gay to get my ass ate, then don't let her lick your gooch because she basically licking your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if guys don't like getting their ass eaten, though, they're not even going to let you go near that. Like,
I don't like that shit. But they've never tried it because honestly, that shit 10 out of 10. If you like getting your gooch licked and your balls licked on nicely and shit, that shit is just like the fucking cherry on top right there. People are going to be like, damn, you let that bitch eat your ass, you gay ass nigga. Like, that's the, Like, it's more of like an embarrassing thing, so men don't want to do it,
but even if they are
interested. If you own that shit, that's what I'm saying. And I ate that nigga ass. You damn right. That shit was fire. Twisted the fuck out my ankle. Captain Morgan. Oil change. Fuck is you talking about?
East Bay.
Put East Bay. What put that butt hole on your lips. You gotta own that shit. If a girl eats your ass, I own that shit.
I'm still on the journey. No one's letting me.
No one's letting you. See?
They don't let me. There's a lot of begging. I'm like, please.
Like, really hold on. We need to take a brief intermission.
Yo. Nah, honestly, listen, it takes a lot of steps for a guy to feel comfortable with letting a female do that, you know. But also a guy has to be, he just has to be like
open
to it. You know what I'm saying? He has to
let go of that.
That his sexuality is like still, you still like females and that's it.
Also, do you guys shave?
Or yes, like Manscaped.
Manscaped, that nice, you know, keep it clean down there. Manscaped, the landscape.
Speaking of restaurants.
Talk restaurants. To us.
Do you let a man pay for you every time you guys go on a first date to a restaurant?
Oh, we said we're getting transition. Into this. Let's get into it.
Absolutely. The first three times, yeah. After that.
My opinion on this is, even if I am broke, I will fucking pay. Just because of like that. If he feels like that's the way it should be, then all right, fine. If I like you.
Hold up. Wait. Why are you on a date if you don't like that person?
If you don't know, you don't girls, like, you don't know if you like them yet.
Girls only go on dates sometimes just for the food, my boy.
Yeah, that's girls true. Girls be that's using niggas' pockets like that. And that's why I personally, I am over that whole fucking old ass way of thinking of men need to pay for everything when you first start dating. That way of thinking needs to get fucking pushed out the door. And the reason is because if we're in a relationship, are we not equals?
Right.
So I'm going to treat you like an equal. I understand maybe the first, if I initiate the first date, I'm going to pay. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I need to impress this girl, this, that, and the third. No, because I need to know if you're worth spending money on. I might bring you out on this date. I may see you maybe looking great, fire, body great. Oh, now I approach you. Oh, yo, let's go out on a date. Oh, yo, I'm going to bring this girl to fucking Teller's or Ruth Chris or some expensive-ass restaurant. Now I bring you to some expensive-ass restaurant. We get over there and you're a fucking square. I don't like you.
But what if you're really feeling her and like me, I want to be courted, at least in the beginning.
But like, how do I know I'm really feeling you if I've just met you?
Let's say the first date goes amazing.
But again, the first date I've learned, and this is my advice for people.
Okay.
Take it if you want. Don't take it if you want. I don't care. Go somewhere where you don't have to spend money. Go for a walk in the park. Go on a food run. Even if you're spending, if you do spend money, it's a limited amount of money. You both get food. Go somewhere, you drive in the cars, you talking, you get to the spot, it's a 30-minute drive. Now you go to a taco truck or some shit. Now you guys are at the taco truck. You could even buy the tacos. What's it going to cost you, $25 for both of y'all? Because we are so busy trying to prove that we're worth it, and we don't let women prove that they're worth it as well. And it's not like I'm broke or, nah, bro, that's not how you should feel. Women should deserve to be taken out as we should deserve their attention as well. It's an equal thing.
I'm not saying it has to be expensive. We could go to a bar. We could go to a restaurant. We could go get tacos. And then the next time I'll pay.
Some females think that just because they out with you, that's enough. I picked you to go out with tonight. Like, that should be enough. I mean,
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, okay, okay. You know, like, girls like, who are just entitled to kind of.
Because it's, you know what? It's like I always say, it's hard. Like, you got some guys that's stuck in the old-fashioned way. And listen, bro, do your thing. I'm not knocking your hustle. If you think you got to pick up every bill for the rest of your life for every female, knock yourself out, bro.
It feels nice, though, when that happens.
That's fine. I'm pretty sure it feels amazing.
There's just certain women out there that will not settle for a guy who what Dylan is saying.
But like, then that's fine. Then you have to find your match and your balance. You can't judge somebody off of that. Like, if I go out with a girl, she's like, oh, you got to pay for everything. I'm just going to be like, ah, you know what? I'm never coming out with you again. And that's no hard feelings. I don't look at you like, oh, she's a gold digger. Oh, she's just using niggas. Nah, that's just... That's her preference.
That's your prerogative. That's what
she likes.
Go ahead, shorty.
I'm saying I'm not for that, and that's okay.
Why am I being judged early on how much I spend or if I spend enough on you, and you're being judged on if you're a good person or genuinely a person that I'm interested in when I'm being judged on how much money I spend and if I'm a good person?
I think for me, it's more of a way that I was raised. I'm Dominican, so like, all the women in my family are like, where did he take you on the first date?
That was embedded in our mind to grow up that way, was that the man pays. But like I said, like we've been like a lot more open
to that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel that. But like I said, like I didn't watch my mom do feminine and masculine activity.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So like, that's why when they're like, oh, like, yeah, like a guy should pay for all the bills or like, every bill when we go out to eat. Nah, bro, I watch my mom bust her ass. You feel me? Like, I watch my mom pay for bills. You know what I'm saying? I watch my mom get treated like a queen, but like, she still has that I'm gonna go get it mentality regardless. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I look for in a female as well.
I'm also not afraid to do the feminine things.
Yeah, work.
Like, if I'm cool with you providing in a sense, I'm cool with also taking the role. I'll pick up some dishes. I'll clean up. I'll clean up after you. Like, it's not about, I'm a man. I don't touch a dish.
I don't touch it.
Because when those traditional values were made, women didn't have rights, first off. Like, women weren't even looked at as equals. Mm-hmm. I don't think women are looked at as equals nowadays. I think we're getting there. But I personally look at a woman as an equal.
I'm trying to, like, escape that mindset. But I feel like, like I said, like being raised like that, or like even constantly being questioned by my family, like, did he pick you up? Did he buy you this? Like, what has he been doing for you? Like, and that means that he cares, or like that means that he's like playing that man role. So I'm trying to like get away from that.
My final opinion as from a female's perspective is that I've definitely been a lot more open. I think that it would be nice to have someone who would be like wanting and dining you and spoiling you and always want to pay, wouldn't even let you pay for anything, right? Maybe like Starbucks or something. That would be nice. But if I have a real connection with someone that thinks otherwise, thinks more about that 50-50, why am I going to miss out on that opportunity with someone that I have a genuine connection with? I'm more open now that I would still pick that guy.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be fucking so bored. I'm going to end up cheating on this dude because I'm like bored.
And that's why so many guys that look at women and they just, oh, they just got money and they fuck with the girls that just fuck with them because they money. They get cheated on a lot of times too because they're not really with you for who you are. They're with you because of how deep your pockets go, bro.
They're a real sucker.
They're using you. Everybody's bills need to get paid. And honestly, people gonna take the easiest route to get their bills paid. And you the easiest route.
I don't even blame the girls, bro. Like, if you're out here like, oh, I'm just spending money, and a girl use you, bro, charge that shit to the game.
Facts.
Charge that, and that's really as real as it goes, bro.
Well, I really hope that our perspective on this kind of like opened up some women's, you know, mind that are really closed minded about that.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. 2/3 of the Peace of Mind podcast here for all the insight and perspective that you guys have brought.
Take them out to get ice cream.
You know what? We are going to take you guys out. How about that?
See how that conversation works?
We also, you know, we're big on this. We also got to give y'all flowers in this moment too. Definitely. Because like ever since y'all first dropped, me and Quan have been big advocates on what you guys have been doing. Mm-hmm. You guys are very hardworking. You guys are committed to this hustle. Like, yo, like we are fans. Like we fuck with you guys.
OD.
Like, wholeheartedly. OD. So
we support you guys to the fullest.
It's a big shout out to the XYXX podcast. Yeah. Y'all have been doing this.
Holding it down.
That warms my heart.
I'm serious. Like we are actually, we're I guess colleagues in ways because we work together a lot. Mm-hmm. We talk about a lot, but like we're friends and colleagues.
We're not friends anymore.
And supporters.
And supporters. Support you guys.
We inspire now here.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us what you guys have going on. What is social culture?
Social culture is a brand of content creators and curators.
Talk to them.
With purpose to express culture through forms of media. Basically, we're just a team of creatives. We have DJs. We have photographers. We have different media personalities. We have three different podcasts underneath the, I guess, the brand of Social Culture.
The platform.
And the platform brand, LLC, you know, because we got all of those.
Oh, LLC, you heard?
Yeah. We put 15 people in the same room with the same vision. Y'all are going to start to create waves.
I do have to say, your first event that I ever attended to, me and Amy, went the content creators event, right? That honestly is what inspired us to be very, very hardworking for this podcast.
We had 20 followers that day.
Like we
had just started our Instagram.
I stayed up late past my bedtime listening to one of their episodes. I was cracking up.
Yeah. Shout out to Bert, too.
Bert. He is honestly one of the funniest people I've met. Thank you guys so much for coming. Honestly, it was very last minute, but they don't need to know that. But do you guys want to leave your Instagram, your socials?
Yeah, you know, it's 13ONE. T-H-R-E-E underscore N-Y. That's weird saying.
You ever have to do that?
I never have to do that. I feel a little special.
You got to do it for the ladies.
That's it. You already know, man. That's Quan 5, man. You can follow me on Instagram at Q-U-A-N-N underscore 5. You feel me? Yeah, lock in, tune in. Also follow the page, Social Culture, like I said.
Peace of Mind
Podcast, like I said. And don't forget, follow the XYXX Podcast page.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? They doing big things.
Yeah. We will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.